City Councilor Melinda Hofstad says she's not happy that the recall petition has been approved, but says she's ready for the issue to go to a vote.
I think it's time to kind of get on with it, and let's go forward and let's let the people in Petersburg decide.
The city issued a recall petition last Thursday after rejecting earlier versions of the application. The city's attorney only approved one of the three reasons submitted by recall supporters. It alleges that Hofstad has made slanderous accusations against previous and current city managers, mayors, and city employees. Hofstad denies that charge.
As far as I'm concerned, these are kind of trumped-up charges that are intended to silence my efforts to bring fiscal responsibility to City Hall. I think that this is embarrassing to our community, and these charges are completely false.
Specifically, the recall application alleges that Hofstad has spread rumors about former city manager Bruce Jones going on vacations paid for by engineering companies holding city contracts. Jones is one of the recall's sponsors and says Hofstad has spread those rumors about him. He declined further comment earlier this month because he wants to keep the option open for legal action against her. The recall also alleges that Hofstad has spread rumors about Mayor Al Dwyer and city manager Rich Underkoffler coming to meetings drunk. Dwyer is not a sponsor of the application and says he's not involved with the effort. He wants to point out that neither he nor the city manager have come to meetings drunk, and he has heard at least part of that rumor coming from Hofstad.
She right. never come up, walked over to me and said, you've been drinking. Now, I've heard her say that she thought Rick was drinking. She said she smelt something on his breath, but that's not true because he's the same as me when it comes to that. He doesn't drink before meetings. He's got too much to say and do to allow himself a drink before that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
One of the recall sponsors is former City Councilman John Haverlick, who maintains that Hofstad has spread the rumors and continues to do so.
As you notice in the paper last week, enough was said to the city manager where he thought he was supposed to resign. It took us forever to get a good city manager. This person has Petersburg experience, Alaskan experience, and it's all been very successful. And none of the applicants we had before were even close to this quality, had any of these qualities. And, it isn't right to have one counselor try to ramrod a person out of their job, this has been done with a number of the city employees.
Haverlick alleges that Hofstad has retaliated against him for being involved with the recall. He charges that Hofstad has been contacting tribal council members of the Petersburg Indian Association, where he works as administrator.
She's called, as far as I know, every one of them and tried to blame this on PIA and myself and doing it in such a way that it's trying to put my position in jeopardy.
Hofstad declined comment on that allegation. She did say the recall is an effort to get her off of the council because she's been willing to ask tough questions of city employees.
I would say the majority of people that work for the city are hardworking and serve the public in the most remarkable way. I am not anti-city worker at all. I'm a retired public employee myself, and I'm proud of our workforce. But there seems to be, on behalf of just a few high-level people, this resistance to trying to listen to what the public really wants. And I believe the public, has spoken in the last three elections that they really want more transparency, more accountability, and more fiscal responsibility.
Hofstad says she's not sure if recall supporters will be successful in gathering the necessary signatures.
The voting booth is private, but this petition will be public. And I know that there's some people who've told me that they plan to publish the list of who signs it. I'm not doing that. I'm not actively going to campaign at all. But there are some people who are fairly upset about this. And that list is public, and those names will be known publicly. So I don't know. It just depends. I think someone have to be pretty upset with me to sign that because their name is a public record.
Recall sponsors will need the signatures of 181 local voters in order to require a special election. Their deadline to collect signatures is February 9th. Sponsor John Haverlick says he's not planning on going door-to-door for signatures.
So it's going to be each person's sort of option how they're the most comfortable getting signatures. I would just be more comfortable sitting at a table downtown or something and letting people come by and sign up.
The last time the city held a special election was for a school bonding issue in March of 2004. That vote cost the city $2,852. The city expects the cost for this recall vote, if it does go forward, could be closer to $3,500. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.